Good afternoon, St. Louis. DJS on KMOX. Happy Friday. Happy Dave's birthday.
Happy birthday, Yay! Dave.
Dave.
There was much rejoicing.
Here's a card.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's a big old card.
Yeah.
From the whole team.
It's a honker.
That is a card.
That is a honker.
It's not
Don't say
as
that.
As a
For the radio listening audience, it's, what is it, about a 12 by 10?
I'd say.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah.
14 by 10?
Something.
Yikes.
It's big. There's lots of words in there.
It's a lot of words. That is a...
I'm just going to sit here and silently read it.
Yeah, exactly. You should read them out loud. Just don't read mine out loud because I'll get in trouble.
It's like a proclamation. That thing.
It is the size of a proclamation.
Yeah, like the key to the city.
We hereby declare this Dave Day.
That's very cool. Thank you, guys.
You can read it later. Actually, you know what?
Well,
it would be really funny if Dave just read silently while we continued
while we just
on.
Did the show.
And then periodically he goes, oh, that's nice.
It's avant-garde.
Oh, that's a nice.
Yeah.
I think you should draw a bath, light some candles.
Nice.
And read it in the bathtub.
It'll get all wet.
Room for all of us?
Whoa.
Maybe a couple of you.
Okay.
How big is that bathtub?
We'll start this whole thing again.
Yeah.
It's so funny. We went to Maggie O'Brien's for lunch today, and they were making fun of me yesterday because I didn't say where we were going. Like the Beatles were going somewhere, and everyone was going to show up. Like, hey. Oh, we got to go to Maggie O'Brien's. But they have this gigantic burger challenge. It's a 2-pound burger and a literal tray of fries.
It's probably at least 2 pounds of fries.
It was like a pizza tray.
And Andrew was going to do it. It's only $40. And they cut it into fours, which is what we had for lunch. And it was more. None of us finished our fourth of a burger.
No.
But our server said that only one person has accomplished it. Only one person has eaten the whole thing.
I have a hard time believing it.
Wow.
Because you got to do it in a half hour. You got to eat a 2-pound burger. And it's not just a regular burger bun. It's a special, like thicker type bun. And then you've got a whole tray, like 2 pounds of fries.
How many years has it been going on?
She said four or five, right?
Four or five.
Yeah. You have to eat the fries, too, or just
the burger? Yeah, yeah. Fries and the burger. The whole deal.
She said it kind of sadly. She was like, just one.
Yeah, just one. Yeah.
Like, what happened to him after he
finished She almost said it's just one. I think he died.
Like, I think he died.
She said a teenager tried it recently and was about halfway through and threw up on the floor and kept going.
Oh.
Well, that's cheating. You can't throw up.
Right, right. You don't get the prize even if you finish.
Yeah, that's a good point. Might as well not even keep trying.
Couldn't make it to the bathroom?
Guess not.
Come on.
If I worked there and somebody tried the challenge, I would just have to clock out and leave.
You couldn't even be a part of it?
Mm-mm, I'm having a hard time.
Would you have been upset watching us eat the split in the fourth?
No, not because you guys all split it up. It's serving a family now.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's totally cool. It sounds like actually a good deal.
It was a good burger, too. Like
it's the kind of meal that Charlie Bucket's family would have eaten in Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Just put a giant burger on that crusty old bed of theirs.
Let's go.
Does anyone else, like, even as a kid, like, I was 10, and I was just completely gobsmacked by the whole golden ticket thing. And then they showed his grandparents in the same bed who never got out, and I was
as soon as he gets the golden ticket, suddenly
his
grandpa,
ass is jumping up.
Yeah, it's like, you are...
Grandpa Joe, piece of crap.
You know that room stank. Like, you know that.
Like nothing else.
Yeah.
Especially back then. No Febreze.
Yeah.
I wish I knew what you guys were talking about. Once I was like 21 when I saw it for the first and only time.
That's troubling.
Okay, and I don't remember.
Yeah.
No. You can't. You can do that when you're like, I was like 4.
Right,
I don't even remember what it was. You can't be like, I was 38.
I bet he was drinking.
That was 38 first time I watched it. No. I don't really remember.
He was counting down to his 21st birthday.
Yeah, I was watching Willy Wonka.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
If I start Willy Wonka at 11:47 p.m., as soon as they show the grandparents, I'll be 21.
I was invited to the Chi Omega house to watch it.
Sweet. We're not impressed.
Nice.
It's a sorority house.
He said that and took a sip of his water in the same way that you would like put out a
not
cigarette
a big deal.
After you make a big,
not a big deal.
No big deal.
Like James Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why you don't remember it? Because you were...
No, we weren't. No. Yeah. Come on. You got to be careful. You're not allowed to party at the sorority houses.
I can vouch for that.
Really?
Yeah. Now that Phoebe's in Tridel, it's like no kidding around.
Yep.
So there's no partying at the house unless it's a frat house.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's not supposed to be any there. But they,
oh, technically, but I see. They just break the rules. Uh-huh. Nobody cares.
Yeah, and sororities, they actually enforce them.
That's right. I got that. Why?
They have the house mother who stays there and makes sure everything is in order.
Is there like a house mother father at the
it's a good question.
The fraternities?
I don't think so. I think there's somebody who's supposed to be in charge, but they aren't in charge.
I think there's 75 girls that live at the Tri-Delta house where Phoebe lives now at KU. And like if Nick and I were to go visit her, it doesn't matter whether it's your dad, your grandpa, your boyfriend, Rando, you have to text everyone there and say there's a man on the first floor. And other than like moving, you're not allowed to go to the residential floors at all.
Okay.
Which I'm a fan of.
No, that's cool.
It's safe.
Don't need stinky boys going up there.
That's right.
No, they need to stay on the main floor.
A couple of thank yous. Bissinger's Chocolate, the chief chocolatier, knowing my passion for becoming a chocolatier in my retirement.
this is different than Willy Wonka, right?
Yes, this is different.
Okay.
Yes. It's a nice segue, though.
You didn't get a golden ticket.
Didn't get a golden ticket, okay. But I got some beautiful Bissinger's chocolate, and it was very nice of them. And then MacArthur's Bakery, my favorite bakery, came through with a beautiful Bigfoot cake.
It's so cool.
Which we posted a picture of on Facebook along with one of my baby pictures, which I'm going to look exactly like when I'm 90. I'll be the same size and wear the same outfit.
Full circle.
Yeah, you know, someone's going to carry me around like a papoose when I'm 90. Like mini me.
It'll be Nick.
And a baby Bjorn. He'll Nick. Go for walks with me on his back like Yoda.
And Nick's just going to bring you to the Cardinals game.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks to MacArthur's. Thanks to Bissinger's. Very nice. Thanks very to nice. Rach for buying lunch today.
Yeah.
Of course. Happy birthday, Dave.
Thanks to Andrew for not trying to eat that whole burger.
I thought about it.
Did you do your whole quarter?
He took the honorable route.
None of us did.
No.
Not even Andrew?
No. Okay.
We did get a great picture of Andrew doing a double thumbs up with the
Yeah, he did the Donald
big
Trump.
Burger.
Yeah, he did. He did the Donald pose again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I started my day. I'm having my house painted and everything's moved around and in disarray. And the painters get there at 7:30 in the morning, which I'm up, but it's like that's pretty damn early, especially on your birthday. And I got up today like 6:15 and it was still kind of dark. And I have chandeliers, And you know, this was the bathroom chandelier. Mm-hmm. No, and I always put a little table, little flowers there so I don't run into it. But they had moved that. And full force walked into it and cracked my head. So when they got there at 7:30, I was sitting there with a Scott towel in my head. You know how head wounds bleed. And I'm like, well, hey, this is the perfect way to start.
It's healed up nicely, though.
Thank you. Can't really see anything. I'm a good healer.
Did they feel sorry for you?
Not a bit.
No.
Really?
They referenced it, and I don't even think they acknowledged it.
Andrew mentioned yesterday, what did you say you prefer pity to...
I said pity is better than something.
Love or something.
Indifference.
Respect. Yeah. Would you rather have pity or respect?
All right.
I don't know. I thought that was a fair question.
I mean, I don't have either, so.
can't answer. Well, you will after that laugh.
can't answer.
That was weird even for you.
Yes.
I have neither.
It's like the Joker on the subway.
I can't stop.
He's like, what's wrong with him?
Aw.
Andrew's so cute.
Oh, now he's got pity.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
How's it feel?
All right. Hey.
Get that.
That answered that question.
Pretty good.
That's all he had to do.
Not too bad, if I'm being honest.
You can give up on respect now.
I'll take it.
You don't need respect.
I do know someone who, like, when COVID first came out, before we were all traumatized by it, I was like, you want COVID, don't you? You want people to feel sorry and scared for you. And he's like, a little bit. I was like, I love the idea of like everyone I know just being like, oh no.
Attention. So good.
He wanted that attention.
That's the stuff.
I've said this before. I admit so many weird things, but having my anxiety and stuff as I do, people who have it have things like this. You ruminate. And you have like these mantras. And one of my things when I wake up in the morning and I can't sleep and I'm, you know, the demons come calling, is I do these little fantasies. And they're always where I have no responsibility. Like, for example, there's a bank robbery and I get shot in the arm because I was trying to save everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, you might as well throw in being the hero because it's your fantasy. Yeah. And then it's just like people are kind of milling around like, is he's going to be okay? We should call the authorities, get that ambulance. And I can't do anything because I just been shot trying to save everyone. And it's just kind of a cozy way to go back to sleep.
Why is it so funny to imagine us deliberating on whether or not to call the ambulance after you've been shot?
It's always the same.
We should probably call the ambulance. Right?
I'll change the scenario every few months. I'm like, oh, here's a good one.
Little twist.
Yeah.
New characters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. After I watched, that Horizon movie where the Native Americans attacked, I was in a Native American attack, and they shot me with an arrow in the shoulder. It's always the left shoulder.
Ooh, that's close
to
the heart.
And then I rode my horse down by a little pond, and no one knew I was down there, and it was really cozy.
Did you have the arrow still sticking out of your shoulder?
Big time.
Yeah. So when you were riding your horse, it was floppy.
Well, everybody knows you got to leave it in there anyway, right?
So yes.
Were you going there to die?
Probably.
Okay.
All right. I just want to clarify.
Like, this is cozy.
I just want to clarify.
Exactly.
Like a sick coyote.
Like an elephant out in the woods.
He's riding his horse. I hope people can see this arrow bouncing on my shoulder.
Yeah, they'll feel so bad for me.
They'll feel so bad for me. They'll think, there he goes to die by the river.
Wait, arrow.
Yeah, get shot. Yep.
Are we talking about a fantasy or a dream?
No, these are like waking things.
Yeah, you're awake thinking actively.
This is
about
how you get yourself to sleep because you focus on the story.
Ultimate
fantasy.
Yes. Yeah. You know.
Shot by a Native American tribe.
It's almost like the cutscene from the Christmas story.
He died doing what he loved, being shot by Native Americans in the left shoulder.
Dying. He died doing what he loved. Dying.
I wonder if there's anyone else out there that does that.
Oh, for sure.
You think
Absolutely.
So?
Absolutely. For sure.
I'd like to meet him.
Or would you?
Compare weird notes. Morning fantasies.
I wouldn't just make that the title. I would kind of clarify.
You could probably start a Reddit.
I've shared that with people before who were similar, and they're like, oh, yeah, I do this one. I'm like, oh, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah. Try that one.
Yeah, I have to try that. So nobody else, huh? No one in this room? No?
Well, not like those. Well,
yeah, not where I'm not on the verge of death.
Yeah.
Verge is the important
word.
But
I have other cozy fantasies.
Like what?
Like, speaking of like Native Americans, if I ever watched Dances with Wolves, I just pretend that I don't pretend that I'm Kevin Costner, but I pretend that I'm in his situation and I have like a wolf that's looking after me and I'm just like, all right, I'm going to go to sleep by my nice fire here.
See, you get shot in the left shoulder and you got a good one.
You are so close.
Dave's like, I'm going to adapt that.
You're in the same, really fantasy genre.
There you go, Dave. In the next one, you can be that and the wolf can drag you to
there you go.
The doctor.
You can be licking my wound.
Okay.
Mine are all about...
hey, it's your story, man.
Mine are all isolation-based.
For example,
crave the isolation. Like I'm on a fire watch or something
that. Yeah, like a fire tower.
Or on a boat by myself.
That's fun.
Just don't go near the big boats.
A big one is I'm in solitary confinement in prison, although I haven't done anything wrong, so everyone's nice to me.
All the guards are like, we know you're innocent.
Yeah, good boy.
You don't deserve this, Andrew.
Yeah, all the guards are like, you get extra, you can have normal food instead of prison gruel, and you can have like a TV in there.
You're making me feel normal.
Like I'm in witness protection, but I'm hiding in the isolation wing.
Yes? You guys all think of these things to fall asleep?
Don't you dare.
Correct,
don't
you
dare. Yeah.
It's how sad our lives are.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about the big boat, and it occurred to me.
It had to be a big boat.
Well, Kevin mentioned the big boat. I'm afraid of big boats. You know that.
No, you're afraid of being in a little boat next to a big boat.
Yeah, what if you're just on a big boat?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I just can't be next to one.
Right.
In fact, it occurred to me last week because Castaway was on TV, and I watch it whenever it's on, and the part at the end where he's on the raft. And he's been lost on the island for 4 years, and he finally escapes. And he's asleep or near death or whatever on the raft, and that big cargo ship comes by to rescue him. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, man, I don't know if I'd want him to pick me up or not, because I don't want to be close to that boat. That's how afraid I am of being next to the big boat.
You're
I feel like
keep on going.
Yeah, I'll wait for a smaller boat.
You have boat. A smaller boat.
Is there a trawler out there? That'd be better.
Because the thing goes, you know, comes by, and I'm like, that is huge. I don't want to be anywhere near that thing.
Even is that when the whale's trying to wake him up?
Yes. Yeah.
You know what troubled me about that movie? One, that he tried so hard to get back to Helen Hunt, because come on.
She was cheating on him.
But then also that he was bat crap crazy. Right? I mean, he's talking to a volleyball and it's his best friend and his teeth are rotted out. Then he goes home and he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's fine.
He looks a little out of it.
Well, relatively. Yeah. Like, you can't go from talking to a volleyball.
You don't
volleyball.
Think you'd talk to a volleyball if you were on an island all by
I'd
yourself?
I'd talk to a volleyball now.
But it's not about like, whether or not he talks to the volleyball. It's how immediately he's able to reacclimate to, like,
yes.
Well, back to the
he
post
just
office.
He shakes it off. Like, you know, you get hit in the
nuts. He's just like, well, all right.
That never occurred to me.
Yeah.
Gotta catch up.
He was good
Hospital.
After like a day.
No therapy at all.
None. Welcome back, guys. DGS 125. About to cut into our MacArthur's Bigfoot cake. They said they have to be careful because it has dark icing and it'll stain our teeth like little kids.
That'd be great. We should do a photo with all of us with blue faces.
Go down to 97.1 and scare them. Make Wiggins cry.
The liberal media is coming for you.
We all have TDS.
It's Bull Blitzer.
Good.
We're drinking the Kool-Aid.
There are way too many colors on that cake.
Oh my gosh.
I can tell it's Friday.
That's so funny.
Let me borrow your pink blanket, Dave. Let's see how they react.
We all get over there. We're like, where's Reardon?
I smell private insurance.
Icing falling out of my mouth, and I'm like,
you're right about everything.
It's a bunch of purple tooth demons and Amy Marscores. She's not a conservative.
Crichton's like, that's why I went rhino hunting. You should have let me go.
You know what's really funny? I love everybody down there.
I know.
Yeah.
I do too.
Everybody's so nice.
This makes it funny. Yeah, most of them.
We go down there.
I like most of them.
Oh, God.
Listen, guys, we're nice. We're not bad.
Oh, God.
We brought you cake.
Wait till they tell them how I feel about Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to be so excited. What do? Do we hate Christmas now? Roundy likes it.
Oh.
Liberals for Christmas, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love that so much.
Yeah. It's pretty clever.
Liberals for Christmas.
I love it. I love Christmas so much. I'm supposed to hate it.
Can you say, can hear the excitement in his voice?
Ron, you even say it.
Huh?
You say it, too.
Yes,
it's amazing.
Did you tell him what the tyrant Nicolas Maduro did?
Oh, yeah. He declared it Christmas time already because he's putting people in prison. So to get their minds off it.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
Put up the trees.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 133. Happy Friday. It's going to be a beautiful, gorgeous weekend. I'm so passive aggressive. So I struggle to be firm in my positions. I typically just like let people do what they want to do. And the painters are coming back Monday. Great. Get the weekend to myself. Kind of feel a little normal. And when they got there today and I'm holding my bloody Scott towel in my head where I ran into the chandelier and the guy goes, oh, we'll be back in the morning. And I didn't even leave any space in between. I immediately go, you can't be here. I could have just said like, oh, you know what? Let's just do Monday. It's totally fine. Yeah. I don't care. You can't be here.
You can't be here. I'm not doing anything illegal.
No, I mean, there's nothing you can't see. You can see it all.
Yeah. I'm not getting any kind of weird delivery.
So what did they say?
They're like, cool, okay. See you Monday.
Okay, buddy.
You can't be here.
Have a good time killing the nurses.
You can't be here. I want to try that one time.
I have so much body prep. I mean, yeah, I seemed insane.
It does sound insane. Yeah.
Although, that's, you know, awesome. What? It's not terrible for other people to think you're insane just a little bit.
You're probably right. I probably worry too much about that.
Yeah. How crazy do you want other people to think you are?
That's a good question.
Imagining being killed by Native Americans when you're trying to go back to sleep. That flavor of
it's
crazy.
It's a comforting fantasy.
You can't be here. I'm going to be shot with an arrow.
That's a level of crazy you'd still invite to dinner.
Would you?
Yeah.
Not at your home, though.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, okay. You're adventurous. We just cracked open the Bigfoot cake from MacArthur's. It's delicious. We're going to get our teeth purple and go scare 97.1. And I almost had cupcakes, but Chris Ranji had a mishap.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, so I got in my car today with your cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
They look delicious.
Sweet of you.
So I got in the car, and it wouldn't start. So I had to Uber to work, and I may or may not have. So I went back to my place, and I cannot remember if I took them back in with me. They sort of need to be refrigerated. So when I get back home, I think there's a good chance I'm going to walk in a melted cupcake in my car.
Ugh.
The more elaborate the story gets, the less I believe it. Like, you started like, I forgot I'm at home.
That was ironic, you saying that.
Well, it started with like, I forgot I'm at home.
Okay. Yeah.
And then it's
who would
like,
ever
well,
believe
my...
I have 50 mouse traps in my car?
My car wouldn't start, so you see, I may have taken them up top, but I may not have, in which case they'd be ruined and you'd never see them.
I've heard this story like 5 times now.
Teach him how to lie. What's he doing wrong?
Just keep it simple. K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid. You just go, I got you cupcakes, I forgot them. I'll bring them on Monday.
So...
In his defense, bada I don't bang, think it's boom. Elaborate. Yeah. I've heard
also,
the story five
I feel
times.
Like, I feel like if you think this story is elaborate, you might be four.
And the defensiveness is not helping your case, frankly.
Well, no, the defensiveness I'm not defending myself. Is not making I'm just me telling believe. You I think you're stupid.
Yeah.
That's different.
The defensiveness, you blocking it behind like, oh, well, my elaborate lie is actually you're the stupid one. Yeah. I just think, I believe it when I see it.
All but right. Again, I thought the story was kind of boring.
It was super boring.
So why
well, Andrew's an idiot.
Lies don't have to be interesting, especially when they're coming from Chris.
Andrew's stupid.
He'd have to say anything interesting for a lie to be interesting.
Let me say something. I'm not sure what's happening right now, but I'm sure that Andrew thinks he's killing it.
Just keep the plastic knives away from these guys.
I know
right
Andrew
now.
Well enough, and he feels like he's on a run.
Yeah, okay. He does.
No, I'm not saying you're not killing it. I'm
just
saying I can
so
tell you.
There's so much to attack Ranj about. And on this one, I'm kind of on his side. It's just a boring
Thanks,
story
dog.
That he's told me 5 times already.
Hey, produce the cakes. All I'm saying. When I see them, I'll believe them.
All right. Anything else?
Produce the cakes.
That got weird.
He took it really
you're
hard.
Always fighting.
I feel
no,
like
just Andrew's dumb.
It.
He took it like really, really
no,
hard.
Andrew, I don't understand his passion about this.
I don't know. Well,
all I said was I think Raji's lying, and then he got all mad.
Why would he get mad?
Then
about
I'll
that?
Tell you what. When I'm done at 2 o'clock, you take me home to my car so I can get it fixed, and you got to help me get a new battery if that's what I need.
Mm-hmm. I'm an expert in that.
All right, here's the bet: if I'm lying to you, you have to buy my battery.
Oh.
No, I'm not wagering.
Yeah, if I'm lying, you have to buy my battery.
I'm not wagering this.
What does he get
okay,
if you're lying?
Well,
yeah,
hey,
if
you believe
what
in your stance so much,
yeah, if you
put
are
some
lying,
money
what's
on
he
it.
Get?
What do you want?
The cost of a battery? Just the money?
Yeah, $200.
All right, I'll give you $200.
$250.
Yeah, I'll give you $200 if I'm lying. If not, you have to buy my battery.
No, I'm still not doing that.
No.
Do you have a used battery store like Bucko's or something?
Yes, but I wouldn't recommend it because they sold me a battery and then it like ate
oh,
through
really
the car.
And,
yeah, oh yeah,
you can't
I do.
Get a used battery.
I do, but they didn't.
I didn't know. I thought he was going to say no.
But do they sell used car batteries?
Yeah, they do, but they sold me a bum one and that's why I got
well, it's used.
Stuck here.
That's what makes it. No one gets rid of a good battery.
Yeah, it turns out.
No, you know, that's not true because the car accidents and the battery might survive and they chop all the parts. So
is it different?
I don't know. Amy might be right about this one.
Yeah.
The one that I got was real bad and real expensive.
Who trades in a great battery?
Those batteries still working. Somebody could probably use it.
Is it the same place or a different place than they use tires?
Different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be insulting.
Yeah, come on now. Willie's does good work.
You could buy used tires, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know this.
I told you this. This is where, because that's where I get them
Willie's
from.
Willie's and Wacko's.
That
something.
Seems dangerous.
I haven't bought a new tire in 15 years. And I only did it one time because I didn't realize that I could just go to Willie's and get cheap ones.
Okay. Doesn't it seem dangerous to you to buy a tire that's
been
worn? Well,
if you can
worn?
Check them, you can see how much tread life there's left.
No more dangerous than a used battery.
Where do they get their used tires?
I have absolutely
same
no
idea. Probably.
Yeah, they've got an enormous warehouse filled with them. I have no idea where they get them
Car
from.
Car crash?
Crashes, maybe?
No, dark. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. That's what happens. They chop all that stuff up and sell it off. There's a lot out, you know, where the old Mills Mall is. There's like a lot across in that, and it's just thousands and thousands of cars that have been in accidents. My car is in there.
A junkyard.
Yeah, like that.
I got a junkyard close to me in Granite City. Yeah. Junkyards are cool. Yeah. My grandpa used to go to them all the time for fun.
To find stuff,
yeah.
Like tires
don't
and
you
batteries,
have like a
probably.
Membership?
To the junkyard?
You got to show them your card like
I think
Costco.
You do. I think there are good junkyards that you have to pay to go to.
Oh, really?
I am pretty sure.
Like a Costco?
Yeah. Yeah.
All the she has no idea what she's talking about. And all of a sudden, I want to go to one of these. I'm like, well,
I used
wow.
to go. I would go with my grandfather to this junkyard, which is kind of by. It's the one by the racetrack, the Gateway.
Yeah.
And I would come home with like a box of junk. Like none of
That's
it was.
Cool. That's
you
fun.
Know.
Yeah,
I thought it was the coolest
wheel
thing.
And yeah.
Yeah. My parents were like, "Yeah, cool. All the stuff you got today. What are you going to do with any of it? Play with it."
I was dating a girl once, and she threw me over for a guy because his dad owned a junkyard. And she was like, I just have bigger dreams for my life.
It's a,
but she wants to marry.
It's a lucrative
business. She wanted to be a junk queen. Whatever I had to offer was just insufficient. Like, I get setting your sights higher than me, but come on.
So, I don't know cars that well. Is a junkyard as useful now as it used to be? Because my understanding is there's not, like, a lot of the cars that are made now are so
technical.
Yeah.
Like, can you really find useful junk at a junkyard anymore?
Probably dwindling.
Well, I mean, but like axles are still axles, wheels are still wheels. Like that stuff is probably what you're looking at more.
Yeah.
I have heard from like people my dad knows that are more in the junkyard business. Because my dad loves a junkyard. We used to go all the time and look for, you know, parts for his old truck or whatever. And they know really what they're looking for when it comes to, like, the really expensive technical parts on cars. So you'll never find those just, like, laying around a junkyard.
Yeah.
Because they've already yanked them
picked
out.
Picked them over.
Yeah, yep. They've picked them over themselves.
Sold them to a...
And brokered them out for whatever. Yeah. But you can still find, like, you know... Hubcaps and stuff, if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah,
but.
Or like a spare door for your car.
Yeah.
Didn't you run over your own hubcap?
No, I think I think it flew off while I was driving because I remember hearing a noise. Like, what was that?
I've had that happen to me in high school.
I've had that happen.
And then, like the next day or two, I realized my hubcap was gone. I'm like, oh, yeah. I bet that's what that was.
I'm probably sufficiently older than you guys that this wasn't a deal for you. But when I was like a teenager, what are they called? Mag wheels.
Yeah.
Like Kreggers and stuff like that. The mm-hmm. really shiny mm-hmm. aluminum wheels.
Yeah. Yep.
Those were a huge deal.
Oh, fun.
I don't know. I think I know what that is.
On your bikes, right? Because they had those for your bikes, too.
I was from a hubcap family.
Yeah.
I mean, we were not getting Kreggers.
Yeah.
So I tried to get hubcaps that look like them. That was always my move.
Oh.
I bought replacement hubcaps from eBay.
It's a good move.
I didn't know you could do it, but you can.
I've always been the dollar store of life. Like, I've always been trying to be something at a dollar store level. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Like when I got Trax tennis shoes from Kmart and told everyone that they were Pumas. Mm. They were Italian Pumas. Mm-hmm. You put Italian in front of anything, Italian bike, Italian girlfriend, Italian
it's
Pumas.
It's better, yeah.
Then it's like, pay no attention.
It's cooler.
These are not the droids you're looking for kind of thing.
Yep.
Didn't work.
Italian hubcaps.
Never did. Not once. Not once did someone go like, Italian Pumas.
This is how they spell Puma.
And then this will make you cry, Aime. Oh, no. In seventh grade, I was little me, little dork, and everyone that was popular had Puma tennis shoes, the like the suede kind, the Clydes. And I saved up my own money. They were $28.50 at JCPenney. My dad was MFing the whole time I bought them, but he couldn't do anything about it because it was my own money. And I wore them to the first class in seventh grade. And one of the popular kids goes, "You're still ugly and stupid and from South Roxana."
I hate that so much.
Yeah.
I hate bullies and bully people for how they look or because they don't think they have enough money or they're not cool. I hate that so much.
It is the only reason that I actually kind of like the idea of school uniforms is so that kids who don't have money don't get bullied. Yeah. Like whose parents don't have money and don't get them really nice clothes.
They'll find another reason, though.
Well, yeah, they will.
My mom
but
talked about their, and I think you kind of hinted at the same thing, Dave, that like there were teachers who picked on the kids who didn't have money or were just open about it. Like, well, you can't go because you guys can't afford it. Like the teachers were bullying kids. Yeah. There was one kid who, yeah, my mom said in her class, the teacher was rude too because he just would always just assume, well, we can all go except for you because you can't afford it type thing.
Oh, jeez.
Awful.
You remember the kid who said that to you?
It would be really funny if a teacher said that to you.
100%.
What's he doing now? Dead?
No idea.
No.
He might have become a pharmacist or something like that. Or a gymnast. It's one of those two.
I had a couple of those.
Maybe a journalist.
I had a couple of those in high school.
A pharmacist or a gymnast.
Or a journalist.
I had a couple of those in high school when your bully is like really smart and like clearly going to be very successful. He's not just like, you know, the loser that's like, yeah, you're going to end up a burnout, you know, drug addict or whatever. Like, you know, like you're going to be a like a lawyer and be really successful. Probably be a partner. Make six figures. Really sucks.
You're gonna grow up and have a beautiful wife and kids. So shut up.
Yeah, it really sucks when you know your bully is gonna make something of himself. Yeah. It's like, ah, man.
The parents will tell you, "Hey, don't. That kid's life's gonna suck when he grows up." And deep down, you know, like, no, he's gonna he's gonna run for office.
Yeah, he's gonna be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But in his head, he's still miserable.
He's gonna win,
which is why he does what
he
does.
Did you ever bully anybody?
No. No.
He's 5'4".
A little too on the nose.
What's that?
A little too on the nose since you look like a bully.
Yeah, I didn't really when I was a kid, though.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah. I don't think that was the bully look.
You looked exactly like the bully from A Christmas Story.
Yeah, you'd have to have a Scott Farkas, though.
You literally looked exactly like the most famous bully of all
time. Yeah, I'm like a cross between him and his little buddy.
Yes. Yeah.
Kevin seems like the type of guy, though, that would, like, give his friends total crap. But would really not pick on a little kid.
No,
like a skinny twerp.
Pretty much right.
Skinny twerp.
Damn.
Yeah, that,
hey,
that
leave
that
the skinny
out.
Twerp alone.
Yeah. God, I realize
that
sounded bad.
Yeah. Damn.
I took the compliment as it was intended, Aime.
Hey, leave. Don't you lay a finger on that ugly loser.
It's like when someone uses a racist term and says, "That's not me." And they're like, "Well, it was right on the tip of your tongue. Damn. Skinny twerp was right there."
That came out fast.
And hard. It had stank on it. 153 DGS. This is going to hurt your butts. I just scratched my head.
Oh, ooh.
Eh.
Your butt, right? And I scratched over where I busted my head open today.
Yeah.
Not thinking. Oh. Someone give me a Scott towel.
Oh, I can see the spot now.
Don't think.
It wasn't visible before.
Steve comes in, you're like bleeding from your head.
Yeah, it's not bleeding.
Goodness,
you're all right,
man. Go home.
It's not bleeding.
Covered in blue icing.
My teeth
now
are
should go down the hall. With, now that you're bleeding,
no kidding.
Now.
Dude,
you're bleeding out. Your teeth
that
are
is
blue.
The worst, though. Like,
those kind of things.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I had a friend in high school, close friend, had open heart surgery when he was probably like 16 or 17. And it was about a week or two after it. He's at home. He was asleep on the couch.
Oh, no.
And he just woke up and because he was face down. I guess he was sleeping on his stomach for some reason. And he woke up and pushed up, like doing a push up off the couch and just wasn't thinking.
Not supposed
and
to
he
do
said
that.
The sternum just cracked, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
He felt that grind and it was one of the worst pains of his life.
Yeah.
Why did his sternum crack? I missed.
Well, they have to break that to
they
get
had
to the
they
heart.
Had to cut his sternum open.
Oh,
so it was still healing.
It takes 6 weeks for that to heal.
Yeah,
eight weeks.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. So he was a couple of weeks after the surgery.
Yeah,
two, three, and he just wasn't thinking.
Right.
Woke up from a nap, pushed up, and
God, that hurts me now.
Oh my gosh, I feel it.
I know.
I can feel it.
He heard the bones like grinding together.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, it's not as bad as my head thing, but that's
that chandelier really got
me. Yeah, he got hit in the sternum with a chandelier.
We should have played that song, Chandelier.
I knew as soon as I did it, I'm like, how are you going to tell me we got cracked your head on a chandelier?
Sounds good.
I say.
Talk about sounding made up.
I was practicing my hops
and I tripped over my money. And
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.